This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, good morning. Jim Costa with John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass on a Wednesday where we're giving away Lions tickets, where we're talking about our baseball team down the stretch could clinch a playoff spot as soon as Thursday with the magic number down to 4. Ideally Friday, because you could do it after a win, and Friday rolls into weekend, everybody's partying. But hey, playoff baseball feels inevitable for the city of Detroit after yesterday's results.
Yeah, I mean,
and look at you. You are taking it reverse Major League. An extra item of Tigers clothing, yes, every day. Tigers hat, now Tigers jersey. Yeah,
I think everybody is going to be appreciated. I'm doing the reverse Major League.
Trust us, we are. Yes. Heather has volunteered her closet to help you complete this for every win. We'll get you another item.
I'm waiting for the t-shirt, maybe the hoodie, something like that. You know, I mean, I can't promise it won't end up being ripped.
I got a real cute jean jacket.
Oh, a jean jacket.
Yeah.
Oh, John. Oh,
I might have to cut the sleeves off.
Okay.
Oh. Do you ever want it back?
I mean, I never wear it.
Okay.
I used to wear it. Yeah. It's really cute.
Nowadays, it's been in the closet for a decade. Now it's time to break it out.
I could. Maybe.
I'm going to the game tonight.
I'm still not sure it would fit even if I took the sleeves off.
I said, I'm going tonight. When's the last time you guys have been out? Like, it feels like tonight's a good night for people to get to the ballpark. Heather, you used to work there all the time.
I've only been to one game since I stopped working there.
Yeah, this is the first year I haven't been to a Tigers game in a long time. I didn't go to, not many people went, if any, in 2020, but I've always been able to make one or two.
Yeah, same.
But they didn't start their, resurgence. And normally, I don't care. I just like to take the family. But the resurgence happened in August, which paired with football season.
Yep.
And a weeknight is just not in the cards for me to get downtown.
Has Teddy been to a game? Have you taken him yet?
We were supposed to, but then, he, as kids do, they get sick whenever you have something fun planned.
He would have a blast.
Oh, yeah. It would be unbelievable. And he loves baseball. He sits there and watches baseball with me all the time. Loves baseball. All of his favorite movies are baseball movies. So, yeah, he would have a great time. And if we could get down there tonight, it would be a great time.
It feels like a real-life movie that's taking place in front of us. Angels in the outfield, Field of Dreams, Major League. Everybody's made references on ticket text. Let's get to the phones. Adam, you're waiting. You're on 97.1. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I want to play devil's advocate because while we're... Everyone's like loving what Detroit's doing right now, and it's great. But my biggest concern is for the off season and how everyone thinks that Chris Ilitch is like a cheapskate, including myself, when it comes to spending money. I still think there's clear holes on this team, and my biggest fear is he's going to say, "Oh, we can get to the playoffs under $100 million payroll. We don't need to try to go get an Alex Bregman." We don't need to try to go get a Christian Walker. We don't need to try to maybe get a project to build back up like a Shane Bieber, for instance,
Walker Buehler, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, and it's like, we've had proven history with like Lorenzen and Flaherty that guys can come here and get better, move on, and use them as trade bait, but I'm kind of done with that. Like, I kind of want to get some guys to be sustainable Tigers, like, for longer contracts. And that's my biggest fear. I don't know what you guys think, but I don't think anyone's talked about it. And another reason I think that is because they did hire a dude from the the Tampa Bay Rays named Rob Metzler, and I think he's their analytical and scouting guy now, and that's how Tampa operates. So I'm wondering if that's what you guys have thought of or anything like that.
Well, we can only take them at their word. And actions are going to speak louder than words. And the actions right now are that, yeah, they're not willing to spend. But Scott Harris has said when the foundation is there, the resources will be there. So the challenge is this often is off season is put your money where your mouth is.
Adam, I don't think the fear is unfounded given the reluctance to spend from the current regime. I like that it applies pressure, though.
If they
get in, and really even if they didn't get in at this point, it's clear you're so close you do need to add. But especially if they get in and you get a whiff of postseason success, it should only fuel an offseason where you add Willie Adames at shortstop or Christian Walker at first base. And the idea is you can never have enough good players. I know they have young players, but when we had Scott Harris on in the summer, you know, I asked him, can you do both? Can you develop guys and support the young players? And you know, we danced around that conversation a little bit. And he did say, yes, you need to be able to do both. So I think this offseason, the goal is, while Trey Sweeney and Jace Young and Torkelson, they have a really young infield with Colt Keith, they're not all going to be all-stars. Give AJ more good players and let him continue to manage with even better baseball players. Give him options and more flexibility, because then it takes a team that's on the cusp of the playoffs and maybe makes them a team that could win a division, that could win a World Series. I think that's what I'm hoping this run is. And maybe that's glass half full, that I'm hoping that this pushes them. I do understand the fear. I mean, we had Jason Benetti on and we asked him about spending. He said,
where would you put him?
And it's Jason.
That's a very cringe comment.
And we love Jason, to be clear.
I don't want to throw him under the bus, but you also believe that, hey, the guy that is on the home broadcast probably has some conversations with Scott Harris, with ownership at some point. And you hope he's not just towing the company line. I understand where he's coming from, but when he says that, both of you and I looked at each other in the moment. We're like, oh,
Jason, come on. That's not what we want to hear.
Where are you going
to
put him? I mean, I can figure a couple of spots to put him. And you always go back to, can you really ever have too many bets? What if, and let's just, you know, hey, we're going to have him on later, Kerry Carpenter. What if one of your players gets hurt and misses 60 games in a season? You got to have somebody that you can go to that can also hit.
I'm right there with you. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, look, this has been awesome. It's been magical. But this team is still struggling to hit and score runs. This team needs a bat. And however you want to puzzle and piece that together, they need a bat from outside the system. And the puzzle of the infield, is Torque part of this? Who knows? Do you shift Keith the first and Young to second? We're probably going to get those answers next year. But third base is potentially open. But then you got Young, and I can see the path to what that caller was saying, that the only thing they add is a pitcher.
They replace Flaherty because you got to go through 162 games.
And Maeda.
And Maeda. Is Baez on the roster next year?
Oh, that's my deal breaker. I just don't. You have to pay him anyways.
Correct.
Bye.
It's what's best for the team is to not play him. And I think they've shown that over the last 30 or so games where they've won two of every three and they're the best team in baseball in that span. Dylan and Southgate, this is the story we were looking for. You're going to your first game of the season tonight.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, guys. Not only is it the first game I'm going to, I actually haven't even watched the Tigers on TV. I just have been listening to them here on the station. And hearing the hype train build. And so I've seen a couple highlights here and there on TV, but I haven't really sat down and flipped on Bally's. But so I'm excited to see these young guys.
Hey, I think it's great. First of all, yes, that is a good option. Listen here on the main deal. But I think you're going to have a great time tonight, and I hope you enjoy. Are you taking anyone with you?
Me, my little sister, and her friend, and my grandpa.
Oh, there you go.
Family affair.
Yeah.
I love it. Dylan, enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, have a great time.
Thanks. Hope to see you there, Jim.
Yeah, hey, say hi.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'll be there. I'm excited. And I'm not jinxing this. I know you have this thing, John, where when I go to a game for one of our teams on the edge of a playoff race.
Are you sitting amongst the unwashed, or are you
going
to be
going
up
as
in
a
the,
media member? Yeah. I want to be a fan. Like, people say, like, well, you can go to all these games for free with a media pass. Fine. But I like being a fan at these games.
It's right, so much more fun to be a fan.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, because, you know, technically you're not allowed to cheer
in the press,
box. Yeah. And you don't want to have that moment, be that guy.
And be, hey, sir, a little professionalism up here. Hey, you don't want to have to deal with that. I want to go as a fan. This is a fun time. We should all be enjoying this.
I know. But as when you go as a fan, I mean, are you taking your bride with you?
She's not coming. I'm going with a friend.
Oh.
She's a hockey fan, not a baseball fan.
Oh, okay.
I got a bunch of buddies that are big baseball fans. It's not hard to ask someone to go to a Tigers game now.
You're gearing up?
I don't have really much Tiger gear. I'm just going to go and enjoy
game. I'm trying to figure out what the cost of experience is going to be like.
I don't have a car flag for the Tigers.
We saw it a couple of years ago. You posted it, and then it was gone.
You don't have a Tigers hat?
I don't wear hats. I'm sure I have one in the house.
Wait. You don't wear hats at all?
No. How long have you known me? Have you ever seen me wearing a hat?
Not in here.
I don't know. I thought you would definitely wear one.
I haven't really seen you outside the studio very much. You don't wear a hat?
I don't know.
Now, do you wear the skipper hat on those cruises you go on?
Oh, gosh.
What cruises are those, Tom? Say what you want to say. Yeah. I know what you want to say. There you go. Say it. We had a revealing moment today. John tweeted the playoff bracket. If it were to start today, the revealing moment is we realized John still hadn't changed the show name in his bio or his header photo. But once we got past that tense moment, we were able to move forward as a show.
Yes.
And we realized that the Tigers bracket is poetic. If the season were to end today, the Tigers would open with the Houston Astros. It would give AJ Hinch a redemption series.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he'll ever acknowledge it, but it would give him a shot at redemption. The second round series would be against the Guardians, division rival.
Mm-hmm.
The third series, the ALCS, the seven game series, could be against the New York Yankees. Remember,
when it all started,
Williamsport took 2 of 3, walk off finish, national TV. You'd be back on TV for the Tigers to win their way to the World Series, where they could face the most poetic team, the Phillies, Dave Dombrowski's team. Nick Castellanos' team, the guys who were last here when the team was making these kind of runs.
And
it's all set up for the destiny, John.
Well, I know. You brought up that word, the team of destiny. It very much is. I don't remember, but it probably very much is. When you think about how poetic it could be, and you could call it poetry, you could call it irony. There's a lot of different adjectives you could use, but how sweet would that be? Why not dream?
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's improbable, but no one's played better ball for the last month and a half than the Tigers. Pitching is what gets done in the playoffs. Now, I think early rounds where you can go condensed, like the wild card round or the ALDS 3 and 5 game series, are probably more their speed. 7 games, it gets tough. It gets tough because you got to take 2 guys off this roster, 2 guys that they were using to mix and match, and you're going to go up against some really good ball clubs, but you can't count them out. And that's the thing you have to have taken out of this stretch, is it doesn't have to make sense. You can't count this team out. It's absurd, and it's great. Ticket Texter says, if they have a wild card spot locked up by Sunday, but they're tied with Kansas City, would you pitch Skubal to try to get the better seed / better matchup, or would you sit him to guarantee that he starts game one? My answer would be to make sure he pitches game one. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%. That's that. If you lock things up, you want him pitching game one. There, you want him, because the way that would play out is he pitches game one, you wrap things up hopefully in 2,
Yeah, you get two chances at least.
And you get enough rest so that he can then pitch game one or at least one of the first two games.
Of the ALDS.
Of the ALDS.
And I know you got to win one step at a time, but him pitching the first game of the playoff series gives you the best step, your best foot forward to do everything that you want to do in the playoffs. As much as I'd prefer Baltimore over Houston, I want Scooble on the bump for game one of the playoffs, assuming everything's all locked up. Let's get to the phones. AC in Detroit, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully I can make it through this call without getting called a name this time. But I wanted to make a quick, bold statement. First, I think after our decade of futility in Detroit, this is our era. I think Detroit sports are all across the board about to come up. The Tigers are making the playoffs. The Lions are making the playoffs. The Red Wings won't fall until they're going to make the playoffs. And the Pistons will have a winning record this year.
Oh.
That's my bold statement.
Wow.
All across the board. We're going to have a great sports season. It's going to be a great time to be in Detroit. And right now, between the two, I believe in the Tigers over the Lions, just the way they're playing. I don't want to call it a team of destiny, but they got something going here, and I think it's going to carry them all the way through October. Thanks, guys.
I appreciate it, AC. And I do feel like we are entering a new era of Detroit sports. You lost me a little bit with the Pistons. I think that was the least likely of the scenarios. They have a winning record next season. But I'm down for everybody else in the playoffs,
sure,
and deep runs for at least the Tigers and the Lions.
Yeah, I think the expectation this year was not that the Tigers were going to make the playoffs. The expectation now with five games left is that they are, in fact, going to be in the postseason. The expectations for the Wings is that they tied, lost the tiebreaker, but that this year they're a playoff team. That is the expectation. Whether or not Derek Lalonde or Yzerman or anybody wants to say it, that is the expectation. Going into next year, the expectation for the Tigers, it's going to change the conversation and it's going to change the perspective going into next year like it has for the Wings.
The tone, everything's different. The buzz in the city, everything is changing. It's exactly what AC talked about.